here we are tonight, and that we designate for testimonies, testifying the mighty acts of the Lord in our hearts. And there is no testimony that is better than another. We're not here to compete on who can give the flashiest testimony. No, in fact, anytime God speaks and works in hearts, it's awesome. Amen? Anytime the Lord works, it's awesome to speak of because it gives Him the glory. And so thankful for that. So what we'll do tonight, we'll kind of go in chronological order. We'll give the teens an opportunity that went to Pensacola, Teen Extreme. God worked. We had several of our members of the church go. Trey Brown was there, and Lori Hayes and Susan Dyer, and I'm missing one. Or was it just the three? Okay, just the three. And then we had a good many teens go from our church. And I can't remember all of them by name now, but see a good many of them here. And so what I'm going to ask you guys to do is just to give testimony that the speaker that week was Adrian Burden, just an evangelist that I had met briefly at one time, but I've heard many great things about his preaching and his heart for the Lord and his heart for young people. And it sounds like God really used him. And so we'll have testimonies from our teens, and then we'll also have testimonies from our juniors that went to the Wilds. We had several that went, and if you would like to give testimony just to share what God did in your heart, we will give you that opportunity. And then what we can do is to have testimonies from those that went on our missions trip and be able to testify on that. Then we'll close it up. I'll close it up with a short challenge, and also going to show some pictures tonight of the trip, and just to kind of give you an idea where we were serving, what we were doing, and what God allowed us to do. So at this time, why don't we go ahead and open it up for testimonies from the teens. Any teens here that would like to share? I know it's been a little while. It may not be as fresh, but is there any teens here that would like to give a testimony that went to Pensacola? All right, Colin, you come. And you other teens, please be thinking about coming and sharing with us. It doesn't have to be anything long, but just something brief that God spoke to you about. I know it'll be an encouragement. Thank you, Colin.
So my name's Colin Dyer, for those who don't know me. And last year, I actually gave my testimony from NGM camp about how I got rid of a sin in my life that was preventing my relationship with the Lord. And this year, I've just been drifting away from God and getting attached to the things of this world, and I haven't been living my life for Him like I should have been. And the time for Teen Extreme came to where we would sign up, and I was debating whether or not I should go because I was scared I wasn't going to have any friends or I wasn't going to have fun. So I prayed to God to tell me why I was going, and He did. After the first service, He reminded me that I'm not there to have fun, but I'm there to live my life for Him.
Amen.
And after the way God answered my prayer so quick, it was after the first service. And if it wasn't for that week at Teen Extreme, I would have gone on that Wyoming trip for the wrong reason. And it was just kind of selfish. And God's so gracious that He loves selfish sinners like me, and He can forgive us like that. And
amen, brother.
It's like Brent said, He doesn't give up on us, even though if we're selfish and self-absorbed in ourselves. And I'm just so glad that God's that gracious and loving for even people like me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Colin. Amen. It was indeed a blessing having Colin on the trip, and just a sweet spirit, and thankful for how God works. And a lot of times the Lord will do that. It's amazing how patient He is with us, how even when we are resisting, He pulls us right in to where we need to be. Thank you for that. Anybody else from the Teen Extreme Week that'd like to give a testimony, how the Lord spoke to your heart? Any other teens that went on that trip? Adrian Burden, any of the workers, teens, Becca, all right. We had a good group go, and then there was also a good many that came that were even from Oconee Heights Baptist and several other teens that came. So it was a pretty big group that went from our church along with them. All right, Becca. No, that's not for you unless it's your birthday. All right.
So I went to the Teen Extreme thing, and there was just one time or one sermon that he talked about mental illnesses. And I tend to struggle with stress. Like, he explained it, like, you have expectations. And what's real isn't meeting your expectations, and you're just struggling, and you're in between it, and you're fighting against yourself. And I really related to that because I get stressed very easily, and it's quite annoying. So just pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Becca. Appreciate that. Amen. Amen. We're thankful. Thankful for these teens that go with open hearts and tender hearts as He deals with them. And the Spirit of God just speaks. And we are dealing with a lot of things in our life. And boy, I don't know that I've ever seen a more stressful time in America in my lifetime. Some of you here that have more years of experience and wisdom living in this country have seen times, but we're living in a day of a lot of stress, and God is just working and helping us to overcome that. Anybody else from Teen Extreme that would like to give a testimony that week, from that week? Anybody else? Lori? Sure. Lori went as one of our sponsors, one of our youth leaders, and so thankful for her willingness to go that week.
I'm Lori, and I'm so grateful that y'all let me go with your teens. I was Amen. The veteran of the adults that went, and that's weird for me. there were a couple of times I was looking around for an adultie or adult to handle something, and I was the adult. I don't feel like it sometimes. but the week was so good, and the speaker, Adrian Burton, has such a heart for these teenagers, and he really spoke to their heart. Amen. And I saw these teenagers really listening to what he had to say. And I mean, he started off the first night talking about Proverbs 1 and how wisdom is crying in the streets asking you to listen to her. And he talked about the scorner and the fool, and I can't remember what the third one was, but what was it? Simple, that's it. The simple, the scorner, and the fool, and how what their attitudes were. And then he said, "Will you be wise?" And he alluded to that the whole rest of the week in all of his sermons. He would start the invitation by saying, "Okay, foolish one, I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking. Okay, scorner, I know, you know, are you going to continue to scorn? Do you want to be wise?" And I saw so many of our kids that we took down there make Amen. Steps towards wisdom. And,
Amen.
It was, Amen. You know, I don't, just the heart change in so many of the teenagers was just so awesome. I saw teenagers that were struggling with things, some of our kids that were struggling with things, and other kids that I talked to, make decisions and make steps in the right direction. So keep praying for these teenagers, not just ours, but ones that went down that week too. But yeah, it was just, thank you for your prayers. We know that they were going up. We could feel them. And
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lori. And Lori says that we got to have Brother Adrian Burden here at the church. So I agree with that. And the time I met with him, just his heart for the Lord, I know he would be an encouragement to our church family. So we do hope to have him. And I'd love to have Kenny Baldwin here too to preach. And I think our church would profit greatly from those brothers as they would proclaim the Word of God with power. We appreciate their ministry. All right. Anybody else from Teen Extreme that week you'd like to give a testimony? You were there. Miss Susan also went as a youth worker and was there. And they stayed in the dorms. Now, listen, that's saying something. All right. They stayed. Lori and Susan stayed in the dorms with the teen girls. Miss Susan.
I like Lori. Just was so grateful to be there. There's nothing sweeter than seeing people surrender to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
This was way out of my comfort zone. Y'all, I do babies and nursery. So when Lori had expressed that there was need, I was thinking, well, I'm not doing anything that week. I would love to go just to see what it was all about. But I think I got more of a blessing, I think, than the teens did. Adrian Burden just really, he just partitioned their hearts every day. We got preaching twice a day, and he just really challenge them to live for the Lord.
Amen.
And the message that Becca was mentioning, probably my favorite out of all of it, where he was just talking about the stress of this life, and with COVID and everything just so uncertain, we have this expectation that we're looking at, and then we have reality, and somewhere in the middle is where we're all living. And he talked a lot about just how to basically talk yourself off the ledge, you know, just to just ground yourself in truth and let the Lord speak to you. So it was a phenomenal week.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Miss Susan. I appreciate you workers going, and that means a lot. And young people, thank you for going, and parents, thank you for investing, and your teens and going to camp. That's where God really gets a hold of hearts, and many times, and life-changing decisions are made, and we do thank the Lord for that. Anybody else from Teen Extreme that week would like to share a testimony in that context? Teen Extreme, any other campers? All right. So what we can do is transition to the Wilds Junior Camp. I think we had, how many did we have total go, brother? Five. So we had five from the Wilds Junior Camp. Any junior age young people that went to the Wilds want to give a testimony tonight? Anybody like that want to be an encouragement? I did hear some good feedback as Daniel's coming. I heard from at least one of the campers even today saying how much of a blessing it was to them, how the Lord spoke to their heart, and how they were so thankful they went. And I love hearing that from teens and juniors. But Brother Daniel and Miss Jessica went as youth leaders of this group, and so thankful for them too.
We actually have most of them aren't here tonight, so I'll go ahead and maybe get them started. Maybe they'll come after I'm done. I don't know. It was a great week. Probably the most encouraging thing throughout the entire week, though, was hearing from the kids after the week of camp. We had some great sessions for the sponsors. They went through, Ken Collier went through, and he described to the sponsors, this is how we train our counselors. This is the philosophy behind it. And that was pretty amazing. Their counseling philosophy at the Wilds is great.
Amen.
That was good, but the best thing was hearing from the campers we brought saying how much they learned. Amen. They enjoyed everything, the lake, the waterfall, the stairs. But when they talked about the preacher, they loved him. They paid attention.
Amen.
They could give us points, very specific points from his messages. And seeing and hearing from them what God had done in their lives was the most encouraging thing from that week. One thing that I would like to ask is that everybody pray for the Wilds. Unfortunately, after only 3 weeks of camp, they've had to close down for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Those 3 weeks, they only had 50% capacity, meaning that they only got half the income from those weeks. They have 8 more weeks that they would normally have gone in the summer, and they're closed. So keep them in prayer, and if you feel the Lord leading you to give to help that camp during this hard time, keep that in mind. They also have on their website different opportunities to serve. They've had several projects that they've had to put on hold because they are going to be short manpower this fall. So that may be something if you are the kind of person who enjoys projects or building, that may be something that you could look into. They have that information on their website.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Daniel. And I think we would. I think it would be very appropriate for us here in the next few weeks for our church to take up a love offering for the Wilds camp. I mean, they have just been a huge spiritual blessing to our church over the past probably nearly 30 years. We've taken teens up every fall for the weekend retreat, and other ones have been up there various times through summer camp. We've had couples retreats, and I'm sure this is going to hurt them significantly financially. Now, I know they're trusting God. That's their testimony. But let's be praying about that. And I will try to look at a calendar where we can have a date where we'll take up an offering. But if you want to even give before then, you could designate it, the Wilds, and we'll make sure we start a love offering fund for the Wilds camp to help them with that. So we'll do that. But thank you for that. Anybody else from the Wilds Junior? Yes, come on up. Kayla, appreciate you and went there and let's see this right here.
First off, I think we had a little misunderstanding with the stairs. Not my favorite part at all. But the messages were really great. Pastor Caleb, who preached there, he was a really awesome preacher. And that was actually one of my favorite parts of camp. I had been looking on the website and seeing all the cool things I was excited for. And I was definitely not thinking, I'm so excited I'm going to sit in church for like 5 hours every day. And, I mean, I was excited for it, but it wasn't like that was my, yay, that's what I'm going to do. I was more excited for all the fun activities. But once we got there and he started preaching, all the messages were very good. But there was one that really stuck out to me about God's forgiveness. Mm-hmm. He told the story of one time two teenage boys had robbed the Y at night. And after they had, like, started to leave, they realized that there was an older man there. And they were so afraid that they had seen him robbing the Y that they beat him up. And they beat him up so badly that, like, he ended up losing one of his eyes. So nobody had seen him and found him because nobody else was there at the time. But I guess somebody walked in and called the police and the ambulance. And eventually they found the guys who had robbed the Y and had beat him up so badly. And so they're sitting in court, and the judge is, you know, going to throw them in juvie because they had done other things before that. That was not their first offense. And the man asked, wait, can I just have them and they be under my care and, like, give them a home, a good home, and raise them right? And so the judge said yes. And there were two boys, and one of them, like, they both for a while were kind of, they kind of stayed under the radar. Nothing happened at all. And the rule was if they did anything, like, that broke the law, they would go to juvie. And one of them broke the law again. And he didn't accept the man's forgiveness, and he didn't take the second chance. And so he went to juvie, or by that time I think it was jail because he was a lot older by then. But the other boy, he grew up, he went to school, he went to college, and he became an eye doctor. Mm. And in the book that they someone had written about it, they wrote, I wonder if he ever does, like, an eye surgery where they have to, like, take out the eye because of the issues and doesn't think about that man and that night at the Y. And God's forgiveness is so much greater. Like, I can't even fathom that man's forgiveness. I would be so angry if someone had done that to me. But God's forgiveness goes above and beyond that because Jesus died for us.
Yeah.
And it's just so great. And he's always here for us, and he's not going to leave us. And he's given us not just a home for this time on earth to raise us in his will, but in a home in heaven forever.
Amen.
So I really like that message.
Amen. Thank you, Kayla. Appreciate that. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing to hear the Spirit of God speaking to our young people. And then we getting to hear it as well here tonight. What a wonderful testimony. All of these have been wonderful. Thank you so very much. Anybody else from the Wilds or even Teen Extreme? Maybe you've built up some courage over the past 15 minutes and you'd like to give another testimony. Anybody else from youth camp that would like to share something the Lord did in your heart? Miss Jessica, as was mentioned, went up with her husband, Daniel, and they did a great job leading our young people. Appreciate them.
I just wanted to, first of all, thank those of you who sponsored. We had some kids who weren't able to go without the sponsors, and it was really exciting to see them be able to go. It was very fun to see a different side of these kids. You know, we see them in Master Club. We work with them on Wednesdays and some Sundays anyway, but you get them all in a van with lots of sugar and no sleep, and you see a whole new side. might still be recovering from that. But they did really well, and it was encouraging for me to see the attitude that our kids and so many of the kids had that week. Mm. That was the first week that the Wilds had to put up the face mask order. We found out, I believe, Saturday before we left, that we had mandatory face masks. And if you have been to the Wilds, you can imagine trying to do stairs and activities and all the things with face masks. Now, the Wilds thankfully had found some ways to make provisions. They didn't have to wear them for the really busy games or obviously eating or sleeping. But it was a lot different than camp usually is. They ended up having to change the entire format. They put people in groups that they called crews, and you were only able to go with your crew and stay with that group all week. And the goal of that was to be able to keep any germs contained in that group so it wouldn't spread to the whole camp if there was something. Because of that, kids did not have the free rein that they usually do to just go during free time and, you know, go do this or go do that. They were limited to only specific activities, and they had to do every activity. So if there's something you don't like, too bad. You had to do it anyway. And I mean, we saw some of the teens just observing, but throughout the junior camp, it was an amazing attitude. There was confusion even with sponsors. We didn't know when we were supposed to be in places, and we were in our own specific crew. We didn't get to spend as much time with the kids as we had planned. But there were times where you would see, specifically, I remember at Cool Beans, it was a sponsor time, and that was the time the sponsors got the coffee shop. And there would be kids that came up to the door, and they're like, we think it's our time, and they would have to be sent away. And I didn't see any bad attitudes across the camp that week. They were so gracious about it, and I just thought that was a really great testimony. I even heard several of the workers at the Wilds just remarking over it because, okay, we're all selfish. We go to camp, and, you know, we want to do what we want to do at camp. And to see so many people be willing to be selfless about it that week and just have great attitude, that was really encouraging to me. And the Wilds did such a phenomenal job. We had to limit pictures just because, not understanding the context, we didn't, you know, want to get them in trouble at all. But the kids did great wearing their face masks when they needed to. I've never seen kids use sanitizer so much in my life. I remember walking, I think Brooklyn was in front of me, going into a store, and she's like stopping and pumping at the door, and I was just like, okay. The new normal. But they just did a really great job, and it was really encouraging. And I definitely would encourage you to pray for the Wilds. This is a hard thing, especially for the full-timers. They have also had to cancel their nine-month staff that they usually hire, their camp apprentices. They have had to cancel them for the entire year. So the off-season workers that they would normally have that are not college students but that come and actually train to work there, they won't be there this year. And so it is going to be, even going into next summer and for any of the fall camps, if they're able to have them, it is going to be a very big struggle, both financially and emotionally and just having enough manpower. So I'd really encourage you to pray for them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jessica. Amen. Appreciate those testimonies. And we certainly will pray for these young people and that there will be fruit that remains, like any of us. And it's just not, people kind of stereotype sometimes, like camp decisions. Listen, any decision you make, if you don't stay focused, you can lose your commitment to it. And that goes whether you make a decision in a church service or at camp or during a revival meeting. We just need to pray, Lord, help us to stick with those things that you've really dealt with us about and to be renewed in that commitment. And thankful for these testimonies. Anybody else from camp that would like to give a testimony from Teen Extreme or the Wilds? Anybody else from camp that would like to give a testimony on that right there? Well, we're going to transition to our missions trip then, where we, some of us just got back yesterday. The rest of the team, I believe, got back this past Tuesday, I believe, is when the team came in. And we could say many things. I mean, we could take a lot of time here tonight to talk about what God did over those 10 days of traveling and also being there in Cody. But just one thing that phrase that comes to my mind when I think about this week is this: what a mighty God we serve. The Lord truly empowered us, protected us, helped us as we traveled all those miles, and we give him all the glory. Things didn't work out exactly how we thought they would some of the times, but that's part of missions. God can change our courses. He can change. We're here to serve. And, you know, the theme verse is, as you know, we mentioned this the last time when we presented the team, was found in Galatians chapter 5, and it's verse 13. I'll read it to you. It says this in 5:13. The Bible says, I'm in chapter 4. Let me get this. Okay. For brethren, Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty as for an occasion to the flesh. And then that last phrase was our main emphasis. But by love, serve one another. This is the theme verse that Mike Swofford chose for our missions team and for our missions trip. And I'm so glad he did. I really believe that this verse, it really did steer the spirit of the team all the way through. From the time we left this campus to the time we got back, I just believe God's Spirit was just reminding us all along the way of the heart of serving. That we are here to serve by love, and God helped us so very much. Every team member went with a servant's heart, and it truly paid off. We believe that God was glorified and that the First Baptist Church of Cody, where Pastor Mike Fisher is and his wife Beth, we believe that this church was encouraged by our efforts to serve them. And I just want to mention a few things here this evening, and we're going to have some testimonies, but just so that you can have some context with the testimonies, these are some projects that the Lord allowed us to accomplish by His grace. There was a door put into the prophet's chamber that was very helpful. That was one of the main things that Pastor Mike was wanting to see done, because he has a school there and he's got a teacher that he wants to put, a single lady that's going to be teaching in the school. He wanted to be able to have a place for her, a nice place with plenty of privacy, and there needed to be a door to put up in the hallway. And so Brother Jeff and his expertise, and Ms. Vanetta was helping him and others chipping in, that was able to accomplish. But I'm just going to go through this list here quickly. There was yard work around the church, miscellaneous trimmings, cutting grass, weed eating, moving rocks, picking up pine cones, you name it. We were just there doing what was needed. Miscellaneous projects in the church, from cleaning bathrooms to cleaning the sanctuary, putting in tithing envelopes and visitor cards, restocking the track racks, little miscellaneous things of that nature. And then light installed over the pulpit. It was sort of a Brother Mike, there was used to be a light hanging down, and Brother Derek Wynn and Mark Reynolds were able to get this huge ladder and put up and get Mike a recessed lighting to shine right down the pulpit so he can see the Bible clear. That was really neat. Installed a flag light pole. They have a beautiful American flag out in front of their church, which, by the way, I would love to see us do that here. Wouldn't that be a blessing? So I hope we can do that eventually, to put a beautiful flag out in front of our campus here. But there was a light installed and it looks beautiful. There was mailboxes that were built for the foyer. That's something they do there in Wyoming, at least at First Baptist Church of Cody, where they have each member has a mailbox to receive different cards, letters, or whatnot. And so we helped add on to that. And by the way, praise God, they needed an addition. God's adding to the church. And what a blessing to see the Lord moving there. There was TV mounts installed in the classrooms. We placed signs above the tracks, above the missionary letters, and above they have a wall dedicated to their veterans of their church, those that have gone on to be with the Lord and those still living. There were several of the ladies that put together just a special sign, a decorative sign that they put above each of those areas. And that was really nice. And then one of the big projects that you'll see pictures of here in just a moment were the 4th of July parade. That was the big day in my estimation, because building that float, which was a pretty big project, building that float, and it was a first responders, honoring our first responders float. And it was amazing. In fact, Vanetta Davis led that project and did a phenomenal job. And there were many hands that helped in that process. But it ended up being just really, really sharp. And I believe it made an impression on the city of Cody as First Baptist Church floated down through that parade. And just the claps that were floated. Yeah, they didn't float, okay? Maybe they were floating, all right? But riding down the parade in the float was something neat to see. Just people's expression, and you would see people stand up because of, and thank God. I mean, just patriotic spirit. People would stand up and clap because of honoring our military and our first responders. That was really neat to see. And along with that, what we were able to do, and something that's just thought was the neatest thing, they've done this traditionally at First Baptist Church of Cody. In the parade, they do this every year, they hand out popsicles. Now, there were just thousands of people at this parade. I mean, the streets were really wide, but you could see, if you could see in the picture, they were lined up with just hundreds and hundreds of people. And basically the way it worked is we walked down, we were given out popsicles, and we were able to give out at least, I know, if not more, 1,000 gospel tracts to people along the way. Amen. Amen. And that's what it's all about. And not only that, but there was a big sign in front of the float that basically said First Baptist Church of Cody. And just being able to promote the church to a city that needs the Lord. Many that are unchurched, many that are unsaved, and just allowing us, the Lord allowing us to just come alongside and be a help to them was such an encouragement to us. We also had the opportunity to visit Yellowstone one day, and that was just a beautiful, beautiful scenery and just amazing views. But to see God's creation, and that just had an impact on the team, I do believe. And we were able to give out tracts there as well. People from all over the world, and we got to wear our shirts, and people would ask us questions, and we were able to hand out tracts, and then we were able to teach Sunday school. That was sort of a last minute thing. We knew we were going to do a couple, but Brother Fisher, and I'm glad he did, because it helped stretch us. But on Saturday, Brother Fisher said, "Hey, look, I'd like for you to cover all 5 Sunday school classes." And we're like, all right, team, this is what we got. And so who can teach this and who can teach? And it came together greatly, and the Lord used it, I do believe, to stretch our team, and what a blessing that was, and I'm thankful to see the Lord work, and our team members had a great spirit with that. And then, of course, we were able to sing We Preach Christ, something that Brother Mike had prepared and set up for us, and we're just thankful for God's grace. And I'm going to show you some pictures here in a minute, but I just wanted to kind of give you an overview. And I want to allow the team members to maybe give their perspective or something that God taught them on this trip. And then we'll do a run through with pictures at the end to give you a glimpse of that. But again, we want to thank God for His grace. Thank God for His providence and for His protection. And, even though Mike and Noel and Luke were not able to go, I'm telling you, they were just as part of the team as they were from the beginning to the end. We stayed in contact with the Swaffords, and they were praying for us. Y'all were praying for us, and Brother Mike had done most of the work in preparation for that trip. And so we just rode in on that wave of preparation, and God really blessed. And so thankful for them. But this time, why don't we start off with some testimonies from the trip. Let's see if I can do this without a bookmark. I don't have a bookmark on me, but those that went on the trip were my family, Joanna, Marianne, Thomas, and Caroline, and then Derek and Geneva Wynn, Mia Ward, Mark and Cassidy Reynolds, Thomas and Susan Dyer, Colin and Natalie Dyer, and Jeff and Vanetta Davis and Cody Davis, and Brother Tom Ford. That's right. I was thinking families. I was thinking family units. Brother Tom Ford also was there, and we served again alongside Mike and Beth Fisher, good friend of mine, Mike Fisher, and it was a joy to be able to do that. So who will give our first testimony? Brother Derek, appreciate Brother Derek's heart and service for the Lord.
First of all, when we found out at 10 o'clock at night that we were going to teach Sunday school, my first reaction was not, "Oh, yay."
was it that late?
It was not. It was 10 o'clock.
Oh, my word. Late. I was thinking like 3 p.m.
That's what you said. We need to have a family meeting real quick.
Amen.
But first of all, I want to say thank you for those that did pray for us while we traveled. We had 0 incidences while we were traveling. I didn't look at the mileage going out, but I did set it coming back. We went 1,800, almost right at 1,800 miles from the church in Cody to Crooked Creek. So it was a long way. We did a lot of traveling while we were out there. So I appreciate all the prayers. I also want to say thank you to those that gave financially.
Yes.
It made things much easier for us to be able to go out and enjoy ourselves there. I'll let others probably talk about more of the scenery and all. It was absolutely beautiful, almost like a picture, a canvas. It was unreal how beautiful it was once we got into Wyoming. So I guess what I wanted to talk about and to challenge you, it was kind of a challenge that I gave the teens. On this trip, I really enjoyed getting to know Crooked Creekers.
Amen.
We didn't get to spend a whole lot of time with the people of the church in Cody, but we did get to spend a lot of time with each other,
yes,
especially in the van. And you learn things about each other, and you become friends in a different way. I was really looking forward to spending time with Colin Dyer. That was one of my goals, was to spend time with Colin. And I had a great time with Colin. I see Colin in a different light now because of being able to sit and talk with him, not just, hey, how you doing? Good to see you this morning, and move on. Thomas and Susan I knew well. But to ride together, it brings on a different level. Like, I know Thomas can't count how many pills he takes in the morning. That was just one of the things. I know Natalie does not like Arby's or Wendy's. These are decisions you got to make when you're together. You know, I know that Vanetta likes to get up early in the morning and start her service, you know, early that way. So I just really enjoyed my time with our Crooked Creek people. I really did. So my challenge to you guys is this, is to start picking out other people in the church that you may know, but you don't really know. And spend some time together and get to know them as a brother and a sister in Christ.
Amen.
The last thing I want to say was we did get to pass out all those tracts on Saturday. And this was one of our devotions. It was, as a matter of fact, I believe it was the first night. And it did came from Galatians 5 as well, but it was verse 9. And it says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And I believe that's what we did, is we just gave a little bit of leaven to Cody Wyoming and those people that were visiting, in hopes that it will expand and that God will not return that void. So,
amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Derek. Appreciate that. Amen. Somebody else from the team would like to give testimony for that week? All right. I see Tom coming forward, so we'll have Tom. Geneva, we'll get you next, okay? Okay, y'all can debate back there. Somebody else want to come up? Well, I'm just kidding. Come on, Brother Tom. Amen. It was. God gave us that opportunity to spend a lot of time together and gave us a great unity. And I do give credit to God's people praying to do just that. Appreciate Brother Tom Ford.
Also appreciate the chance to go on this trip, and appreciate the Lord working it out that I could. You have expectations when you start out on a trip. You know you're going to enjoy the people and the places. And not till probably at the end of the week, the Lord brought Ephesians 3:20 to my mind. And He's able to give us abundantly and exceedingly above all we ask or think.
Yeah.
And
He
did that.
Amen.
And appreciate all the work that we got done. Didn't appreciate too much the sinus stuff that I got while I was there. He gave us the strength and energy to get everything done. And I think we were able to do more than what even Brother Fisher thought we were going to.
Yeah.
He mentioned that a couple of times. He didn't understand how we could do what we did. But the Lord knows. And it's through His strength that we got things done.
Yes.
And I appreciate the blessings. And also, like Derek, getting to know your fellow church members more.
Yes.
And not much choice when you're in the van for 10 or 12 hours at a time. But, I mean, all age groups that we had on our team were involved. Even little kids, teenagers, everybody did their part. And I appreciate all of them for that.
Amen. Amen. That's all. Amen. All right, someone else from the team. The Cody Wyoming Missions team, Mr. Deva. I appreciate we had several teens on the group, and they did a phenomenal job. Geneva?
So I actually went to Teen Extreme and the mission trip, so I was going to talk about both while I'm up here. Teen Extreme was a really, good, encouraging week for me. All the sermons really spoke to my heart. But one of the things that I really, took home with me was one of the reflection times, and it was talking about bitterness and how, you have to forgive and, extend God's forgiveness. And it was funny because I went home and I was like, well, I really need to forgive. So I forgave a couple of people. And then I went to Cody, and this Sunday morning when the pastor spoke, he spoke about extending God's forgiveness. Mm. And I was like, whoa, okay. So, forgiveness has kind of been, a tough time for me, for my whole entire life. I really hold grudges, I think, a lot. But it kind of just showed me, it doesn't really matter. God can forgive me for for all the things that I've done, I can definitely forgive my little brother for shoving me down the hall or something like that. So, yeah, Cody was also a really, really amazing week. I'd never been on a mission trip before. This is my first mission trip, so I was kind of nervous when I got up there. I did a bunch of things I never thought I would do. Me and Mia taught a Sunday school class together, so
yes,
it was a trip. It was a hoot. We all had a good time. I got to know the church people a lot better, Miss Cassidy and everyone like that. So it was really encouraging. I come home and I feel lighter than when I went to both the weeks. So it was a real blessing. Thank you to everyone that prayed.
Amen.
Yeah, that was something else when we had the last minute designating of Sunday school teachers, and Geneva and Mia were one of the ones that volunteered and said that they would be willing to teach the little ones. I believe it was preschool, 3 and 4 year olds, but they did it. They prepared. In fact, I'm just going to brag on them a minute. They could have gone out that evening and watched the fireworks there of Cody. But there were several that night that, including them, that, you know, just felt like they needed to stay back and prepare for their lesson and make sure it's ready, and they did. And I really appreciate that, their heart for just wanting to serve and making it about being there to be a blessing, the First Baptist of Cody. And so thank you so much. Someone else from the team? Yep, Brother Thomas. I appreciate Brother Thomas coming and being a blessing.
Thank you, Pastor. First of all, I want to say a couple of sayings you've heard all before. Where God guides, He provides. And when He closes one door, He opens another. As I testified before, we were going to go to Quebec, but we had an opportunity. God gave us an open door to go to Cody. And I just want to thank publicly everyone for what you did in private, as referring to your prayers. Thank you so much for your prayers, because I know you're a praying people, and I appreciate it. We appreciate it. And also the, you know, helping us out financially so we could go. It's like Derek said, it made it possible that we could go, especially our family, because we're always on a tight budget. So thank you. May God bless you for that. And we even had a dear family that had some supper waiting for us here when we got back from the trip. So that was such a blessing. Yeah, the scenery was beautiful. You see it here on the picture here, but it looks wonderful in that picture, but it's even more breathtaking in person. And it just let me know that we do have a mighty God, and his creation is beautiful. The thing that struck me was, one of the things that stood out to me was on Friday morning, we were supposed to prepare a float for a parade that we were going to be in and have to have it ready by 8 o'clock the next morning. So in that parking lot on Friday morning, all we had was a bare trailer. How long was that trailer? About 16 foot long and maybe 20 foot long with nothing on it. By about 9 o'clock that night, we had it ready to go. And it's so encouraging to see everybody just working together, even getting out of their comfort zone and doing stuff they don't normally do. And, you know, you think, well, I'm going to mess it up. No, you won't mess it up. You couldn't have messed it up any more than I did with some of my cutting with a saw. But I just want to thank everyone who participated in that. It was just so wonderful to see everyone with a common purpose, serving God and coming together and working together. And like somebody said, there was no incident, no head biting or, you know, biting and devouring one another. None of that. It was just working together. It's such a pleasure, such a blessing. And another thing that struck me was, you know, as you all probably know by now, I mean, I walk out in the parking lot the Sunday we were supposed to leave to go, and I see them unloading the trailer. I said, what's going on? And, you know, Mike and Noel can't go. They've been exposed to COVID. Well, you know, they did all the work in preparing for this. I mean, they were our leaders on this, and it was kind of a blow. I hated to see that they couldn't go. And that always, you know, there's always that uncertainty. When you're doing something for God, there's always going to be some last-minute snag, some last-minute something or other that's going to make you go, what are we going to do now? I've seen that with NGM over and over and over again. So that makes you depend on God more. And I was wondering, I was thinking, Lord, okay, I know you're going to do something. All before that, I shouldn't have talked it up, I guess, but I said, I know you're going to do something, but I wonder what it's going to be. And that's one of the things. But it just makes you depend on God more. It makes you, instead of depending on yourself more, you say, God, okay, you just lead us and give us wisdom in this. And so I just thank God for the safety he gave us and how he provided for this trip. And I do appreciate Brother Mike Fisher and his wife in their church. It was just a wonderful place. And y'all pray for them. Their church is... they got a good base membership, but he's wanting to get more people of Cody involved. And I think us going out to that parade and handing out all the gospel tracts definitely helped. We already saw results the next day. We had at least two families, I think, that came in as a result of that. So just pray that more people will attend in that church, and it'll become more. God will make it more of a presence in that town, so they can minister to that town.
Amen.
Thank y'all.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Tom.
I just want to talk about cooperation for the gospel's sake, and you've heard of all this cooperation, but you know the theme of by love serve one another. You had to work to find a way to serve everybody because everybody was serving you. It just struck me of how the ones getting up and cooking breakfast. We had two people that got up every morning and cooked breakfast at 5:30 or something, and you know, made me feel bad. And I'm an early riser, and I get up there, and then Brother Brinson was in there and made coffee that was too strong. So, you know, I like strong coffee, but good gracious. But anyway, we had some coffee to drink, but, you know, thankful for those who got up early. And then all the ladies pitched in at night and at lunchtime. I mean, you know, you'd have to get in there. I got in there one time and washed dishes. You just didn't have many opportunities. You had to pick you a place and get to work. So, and I think all that was cooperation for the gospel's sake. And it was all culminated in the float that we talked about. And, you know, hats off to Vanetta. She worked on that float. They may have started thinking about it Thursday, but started working on it Friday morning, and Vanetta's a whiz with a jigsaw. Just asked her. She used it all day, and she just needs more batteries. But she did all the cutting just about, I think. But, you know, and 8 and 9 o'clock at night, we was screwing it all to the float and getting it ready. But, you know, God helped us in all that. And that was, you know, the main thing. We were able to get out there and drive through that float, and there were thousands of people, you know, not only people from Cody, but people from all over the world. I know that because we saw a guy with a Georgia cap on out there. So there was people from all over the world, and they got the gospel. I didn't see the box with the gospel tracts. My job was to drive the truck. Jeff graciously asked me to drive the truck. He could tell that I would be more comfortable in the truck. But I didn't see the box, but it was 1,000 or 2,000. But a lot of gospel tracts went out, so much that we were searching for some more toward the end. And there's no way. The people were really willing to accept. They saw that float.
Yeah.
They saw that, you know, we loved our first responders. They were willing to take, you know, if people are willing to take a tract and they see something in you that they like, they're going to read that tract. And that's the most important thing. God's word's in those tracts.
Amen.
We just got to get them to read it. So hopefully we were successful in that. God's using that. I know, as Thomas said, we already had people coming. I want to give you one name, an old gentleman that was in front of us in the parade. There was two guys riding a horse, and one old gentleman was named Ray Maple, okay? And he's 77 or 78 years old. I talked to him for 30 minutes before, and he's kind of a I don't know what you would call him, but he has an organization promotes, evidently it was a local outlaw called Tom O'Day. But anyway, he was writing that, and he kind of goes into character and says that he's Tom O'Day and all this stuff. But, you know, I listened and talked to him for a long time, made a friendship with him, I think. And after the parade, I went back to Ray and I said, you know, Ray, I enjoyed meeting you, and I just want to let you know that Jesus loves you and he died for you. And if you don't have a church home, come to Cody. And he said that he did have a church there, but He made me think he probably wasn't saved because he was ready to go then, and the whole other time he'd been ready to talk to me. So when I mentioned that, he acted like he was kind of ready to get out of there. So pray for Ray Maple. He is, I think he said he's 78 years old. He was on the horse, and he said, I would get off, but it's a real trouble for me to get back on. So, but pray for Ray Maple that maybe something I said, or maybe he got a tract in his hand. We were out of tracts. I was going to give him a tract and tell him that, but we were out of tracts. But just pray for Ray Maple, if you would.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Mark. Amen. All right. Joanna? Okay. Appreciate my wife being able to come on that trip. I was telling her, I said, honey, I can't go on another one without you. I was like, went to Canada and the DR, and I said, honey, you got to go with me on this one. So she did. Amen. Come here, Kelly.
So I praise the Lord, too, for the opportunity to go and for the blessing that it was to be together. And I'm not going to say anything that, you know, hasn't already been said, because one of the biggest blessings, I think, to me was the camaraderie of our team and just everybody working. And I think it was towards the beginning of the trip, Pastor Mike made the statement that we are spending ourselves. And I thought of that. That was so true for our team, because we gave it all we had in every single day, and it's early mornings and late nights, and we just give, and we're exhausted. And but then I thought of what Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And it was a real big blessing for our church and for our team to be able to go. And so I just wanted to say thank you for everybody who prayed and who gave and who thought of us and who gave things, maybe even at the last minute. I just praise the Lord. It was a really, really great time for all of us and for our team. And we were just so encouraged and blessed, really, and humbled to be able to do that. And so I just praise the Lord for the trip.
Amen. Thank you, Steve. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Someone else from the team like to give testimony? Brother Jeff. And Brother Jeff, of course, as he did there there in Canada, Nova Scotia, led the construction part of the team, and he did a phenomenal job. Appreciate Brother Jeff coming along.
Well, I agree with what everybody else has said. The Lord just blessed on this trip. It was really amazing to see every single individual that went. The Lord spoke to our hearts, and everybody, like Miss Joanna said, just spent themselves. The elevation of Cody, Wyoming is almost a mile high. And the elevation difference means that your body doesn't get as much oxygen. And, you know, the days that we put in out there, I felt like I should have been able to do that and more. But because of the elevation difference, when we were done in the evenings, we were exhausted. And we were wiped out, and your body didn't recover as quickly. The next morning, you woke up sore and hurting, you know. And I'm used to working hard, but I was not used to waking up feeling that way. It was very different. But every single person just jumped in and did everything that was asked. You know, there were minor inconveniences, people and things that happened on the trip that made it difficult for this individual or that individual to complete what they were doing. They didn't take it as an excuse. They jumped and went right on through it and got it done. Brother Tom was feeling a little ill some of the week, and you know, he took some medicine and just got right back out there and just stayed after it. The dry air up there for some reason gave all of us a little bit of a sinus problem, and everybody pushed right on through. And that's a testament to the Lord's grace. It wasn't us. It wasn't that we were doing anything special. And I would encourage everybody that, you know, we seem to be trying to make it a yearly thing to go on a mission trip and do something for the Lord somewhere. And if you have not gone, make it a point of preference for you to try your best to go, because, like was said, you know, we go to be a blessing, but man, the blessing that you get out of going and exhausting yourself for the right reason, not for money, not for gain, not for anything else, but for the right reason, that's special. Because when you come back, you know that you've planted a seed, you've done something that may have eternal value and may last for eternity. And that's a wonderful blessing. And the other thing is that the Lord allowed every single one of us to, from what I saw, I never saw anybody get a bad attitude or even when they got hit in the face with snowball, no bad attitudes or anything. I mean, everything was just wonderful. You can ask Susan about that later, or ask Cody because he was the one that threw it. But the Lord was with us the whole time, and it was great. And you know, trips like that, you can't know what a blessing it is unless you go. And we've had opportunity to go several times. We intend to go again. But for those of you that haven't been, if the Lord gives you the opportunity, or even if you think it might be a possibility, go for it, because it's a wonderful blessing. We love it. We love going, and we love the blessing that we get from being able to help out with those things.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jeff. Amen. Amen. It is most certainly more blessed to give than it is to receive. The Lord meant exactly what He said, and it is. Someone else from the team would like to give a testimony from the Wyoming Trip Missions team. Anybody else would like to give a testimony? Brother Derek, we don't give seconds around here, brother. I'm just kidding. Come on up, brother. Amen. Brother Derek's got another one.
I had said earlier that it was 10 o'clock when we found out about that, but then you mentioned that people missed the fireworks, and he is correct, because I went to the laundromat.
Told you.
See? So one other thing I want to say was, where's Cody at? Cody Davis, where you at, buddy? Aren't elk steak and eggs delicious in the mornings, brother?
Oh, man. Amen. Inside joke there. I'll tell you about it later. Thank you for mentioning forgiveness, because I still need to forgive him, okay? Amen. Hadn't these been good, folks? Just the teen, young people testifying, the missions trip.